This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. With a win today, the Lady Dragons of Birmingham's Winona High School would be one game away from a fourth girls' basketball state championship. But while these players are looking to triumph on the court, their longtime coach, Emmanuel Tubb Bell, has a different battle. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Emmanuel Tubb Bell paces the sidelines of the gym at Wallace State Community College, flailing his arms and shouting instructions in the last minutes of a playoff game. With less than 2 minutes on the game clock, his Lady Dragons are up by 17 points. Victory is imminent, but the quest for another state championship isn't the only fight for this former college football star. He's wrestling with stage 4 lung cancer. His black and gold t-shirt sums up his spirit. The front reads, "Box out cancer." The back reads, "Faith, not fear."
Man, the devil picked the right one, because I'm finna beat his butt. I am not a loser. He is not finna win here.
When he went into the hospital about 6 months ago, Bell thought he had pneumonia, but doctors instead discovered cancer, a golf ball-sized mass in the lower right lobe of his lungs. It had spread across his stomach and upper right lung as well. Bell, who was raised in the church but at one time gone astray, found strength in his faith.
The chemo is working, along with God's grace, is working. After I did those first 4 treatments, it shrunk it by 54%.
Bell is still going through chemotherapy, but he says that's not enough to put him on the bench.
I told my kids that, listen, this is not going to be a pity party. God got Coach Bell. Coach Bell going to be all right. We got business to take care. I'm trying to win y'all the 4 state championship. I got 6 of y'all. I got to get in college somewhere this year.
Bell says 75% of the Lady Dragons go on to play in college. It's a way out and a way up from an area where poverty is high and so is the crime rate. Already this year, 2 Winona students have been fatally shot.
I want them to be something because I graduated from Winona High School. And like I always tell them, I wasn't the smartest kid that we know. But because of that football, I had a chance to go somewhere for free because my parents didn't have no money.
Kate Rogers is a freshman forward for the Ole Miss Lady Rebels. For her, Bell was a coach on and off the court. She didn't like going to class in high school, and she was doing just enough to get by. Then Bell stepped in.
He's like, you know you have a chance to go to college, right? You have a chance to go to college and be good. If you don't do your work, you won't make it. And it clicked.
Bell pulls double duty at Winona. Just last week, Reverend Al Sharpton spoke at the school. Hundreds of people packed into the gym where his championship banners hang. Principal Regina Carr Hope says he was all over the place as the school's chief of security.
Set up security plan, made sure Sharpton got in and out, made sure that everybody was posted where they needed to be.
Bell, she says, is always concerned about others, but needed a little push to go to the doctor when he first became ill.
Coach Bell is always jolly, always caring, you know, always trying to do something for somebody, even these kids. You know, it's as if he birthed them in the world.
And Bell hopes that world will be better for his players with another state championship and a personal win in his battle with lung cancer. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.